Business Pilot.
All the kids freaking out, velociraptors are chasing him. You throw in Arnie.
Children, hurry, get in the kitchen. Quickly.
Get out of the fryer.
Where's your hairnet?
It's almost like Home Alone versus Predator. And it's just Arnie living his best life in his kitchen with velociraptors.
Hey, let's see how this pans out.
Yeah, hello and welcome along to it. This is our first one of doing this. Can we add Arnie?
Podcast Unero Numero.
Oh, I didn't realize we were speaking Espanol.
Well, we weren't.
Hey, I guess we should introduce ourselves. My name is Alan Aldworth. I am a radio announcer slash, I'm going to say comedian.
Because
I've done comedy.
It's funny, when we wrote the blurb for this podcast,
yeah,
I think the opening line is comedians and radio hosts, Alan and Corey. And we're definitely taking some liberties there.
A lot of liberties being taken. Yeah, look, I've done some stand-up. I dabble.
I've never done it at all.
Okay.
But it sounds weird if I just wrote comedian and radio hosts.
And Corey. So I'm, how old am I, 36? Married, my license is one zip. No, I don't know what else to say. Like, we love Arnie. We've got that in common.
Massive fans of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
Massive fans of 80s action movies.
That's exactly it. And I think that's pretty much all you need to know for now. I feel like people are going to learn more about us as the podcast goes on, whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My name is Corey Sutton.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also a big Arnie enthusiast. You gave age, which I guess, do I have to give my age?
You don't have to give age. But if you don't, then everyone's going to assume that you're either really old or really young and nothing in between.
I kind of like the mystery.
You like the mystery?
You know what? I'm going to keep people guessing. You'll never find out my real age.
What a weird thing to hold back.
It really is.
That's your cool defining characteristic. That no one knows your age. I think you're 29. Anyway.
Damn it.
Now, we are obviously here to ask the tough question, and that is, can we add Arnie? This is an idea we've had for a long time now. We're excited to finally get it off the ground. And thank you so much for listening to us as we really just kind of explore the idea of making movies better with the addition to one Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I think we both acknowledge he's a megastar in Hollywood, and he can actually be shoehorned into nearly every film.
We have literally shoehorned Arnie into all our normal conversations, so it made sense that movies would be the next kind of destination for that. And now here we are with a whole podcast dedicated to it. So basically, we need you to get involved. If you're listening right now, suggest movies that you'd love to see Arnie on. That's always helpful. But I reckon we should probably get into today's one. We are doing the classic movie, Jurassic Park, Corey.
We are. 1993, it was released.
Okay.
Directed by the wonderful Steven Spielberg, based on the novel by Michael Crichton.
Mm-hmm. Have you read that?
I have read, funnily enough, I read it this year.
Oh.
And I could not put it down. It was such, this sounds so cliched. It was a real page turner.
Wow. Okay. Anything else to say? You couldn't put it down? Real page turner. Belongs in Oprah Winfrey's book club.
Yes. It was, no, it was genuinely no, what it is a great book. And then the movie came along with it and it was even better. And so I think we should run through a AI-generated synopsis. What do you think?
Well, I'm nervous when you say AI because it makes me wonder how much facts it's going to have in it. But let's read it. Jurassic Park unfolds as billionaire John Hammond creates a dinosaur theme park. To validate its safety, he invites experts, Dr. Alan Grant, Dr. Ellie Sattler, and Dr. Ian Malcolm... When sabotage disrupts security, the clone dinosaurs turn from attractions to threats. Trapped on an island, visitors face peril from T-Rexes and Velociraptors.
I would just like to add that is a typo from artificial intelligence there. There was only one T-Rex in the first Jurassic
Park.
That's
true. That's true. And also, there's other dinosaur threats.
Yeah. Like
the one that spits the stuff. I don't know what it's called.
I can't believe I'm blanking on its name now.
You think he saw us? I believe it
yeah,
was.
Yeah. The film delves into the consequences of genetic manipulation, which is a great phrase.
That's a great phrase.
And the ethical dilemmas of resurrecting extinct species. As chaos reigns, characters must confront their fears in a world where dinosaurs once again roam, questioning the limits of human control over nature.
You're not ChatGPT. I think they've done well there.
I think they've done very well.
That's very well. Sums it up. It is. That's pretty much it, right? They haven't got anything about a man being eaten while sitting on a toilet, but that's okay. We'll dive into that ourselves. But that's a great synopsis, I think. It was basically the whole reason why when I was a kid, dinosaurs were the thing. when I was a kid. Jurassic Park, it was mainly their fault, but they were like the thing. Every kid was obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Was it like that when you were a kid?
It actually kind of was. There's probably an age range between, like, I would say 6 and 8.
Yeah.
Is probably your prime if you're a guy.
And oh, no, I'm still playing with them.
Oh, you okay.
I love them.
You just can't get enough of them.
I love them. That's actually what I thought this was. And then you're like, no, we're doing a podcast. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll put my toys back. My backpack, leave it outside this studio.
Yeah, 6 and 8 is, I think that was the age that I had when I was into dinosaurs. I remember, do you remember when you first saw Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I was in primary school. I was watching it at a mate's place at night, and it was a sleepover.
Scary.
Bang on. I got scared. And later on the night, I had to wake up his parents and tell them, can you drive me home?
Really?
So I can go back to my safe house because I was scared of the dinosaurs.
Wow, between that and you wetting the bed constantly, that would have been a real terrifying time for you.
Again, like the age that was told to you in confidence.
I remember watching it with my mum, and I remember her shielding my eyes the moment where the guy does get eaten off the toilet. It was that movie and the first Batman movie with, not the first one, but the Michael Keaton one, where the Joker kills the person with the electric hand buzzer thing on his hand.
Yeah.
She would block my eyes for that too. And I just remember those two moments. She would let me watch the whole movie except for those two moments.
It's funny because for Jurassic Park, if you were going to shield a child's eyes, I would have 100% picked the scene where Dr. Sattler is running through the underground power source to...
Because it's scary.
And the hand falls on her. The arm falls on her of Samuel L. Jackson's arm.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't really remember that bit. Like I found that now, but
terrifying.
Like, yeah, no, that is terrifying. But I think it was just the visual of the dinosaur, you know, and the guy hanging out its mouth. And so she was like, you don't need to see this.
Yeah, okay.
But then when I did watch it when I was an adult, I was like, hell yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She got my back.
You're right to protect me from this this image that could have absolutely ruined my entire childhood, I believe. So what we're going to do now is we are going to basically figure out, can we add Arnie to this movie? And if we could, where would he belong? Now, there's a lot of ways we can do this. Of course, you've got the cast of Jurassic Park, the main characters. We could do that, but I think what we should do first is maybe invent a role for Arnie.
I agree. Yeah. I think Arnie is a unique enigma, a wonderful actor.
Yep.
Incredible range.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know about that.
And I think it would be remiss of us not to establish a role for him that is wholly his own.
Okay. Yep, you're right. So we're thinking Jurassic Park. My mind goes to, I don't know where my mind goes to. I almost see him, well, he can do anything he wants, can't he? It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, really. So let's think about the Jurassic Park island as a whole. I've always, this is so rogue, but I'm just going to say it. I've always wanted, the week before the Jurassic Park movie takes place, where things are just running smoothly, you know, there's a few issues here and there, a few bugs in the computer system, you know, like, you know, they're trying to feed the T-Rex its ball, but it still eats. All these sort of moments, but it's just a mundane movie of just things going well. I would like to watch that. And in that movie, I would love Arnold Schwarzenegger just walking around. Maybe he's like, I don't know, working at a gift shop, maybe.
Souvenir store Arnie.
That would be good.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're getting somewhere. Him just there. And then imagine when the movie takes place and everything goes to shit and Arnie's just there going, no.
Come to my store.
All my t-shirts, I'm ruined.
So how would it look?
Okay.
I am a patron.
Yep.
Entering Arnie's store.
Yep. Okay.
We're role playing now.
Okay, yep, I'm imagining it now. Okay. So I'm imagining he's wearing a Jurassic Park t-shirt, probably too tight.
Okay, so he's got his guns out.
He's got his guns out.
Veiny arms.
Veiny arms,
yep.
Absolutely. And he's like, hello, welcome to my store. This is the home of the dinosaur.
Oh, the home of the dinosaur.
Absolutely.
And what's your name?
What can I do for you? I'm Greg. Classic name. Nothing to see here. What is your favorite dinosaur you've seen?
So far, the Stegosaurus, Greg.
Oh, it's a good one. When they're not sick. Still figuring that out. You didn't hear that from me. What would you like to buy? We've got everything you need. We've got the water bottle. We've got a lunch. Box.
We're just chasing something that would be a really great gift for our kids back home. I'm an adult. I'm here with my wife. We didn't bring the kids this time, Greg.
No, why would you? They get in the way. I get it. No kids. You can overcome it. Maybe for the kids, maybe a dinosaur toy.
Toy.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's good because it's based on the real thing. You can just see that out the window. Look. I think that could work.
Yeah, I think that would definitely work.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it. But then when it all goes, you know, bad.
So what happens to the store when it's gone bad?
Well, I imagine Arnie's having to fend for himself. And that's its own movie, isn't it, really? Arnie versus... Well, I would love to see Arnie wrestle a T-Rex. If anyone could. Almost like King Kong versus Godzilla. You know how it always runs in? Like, what's the first move it does when that happens? And they're running towards each other.
Oh, they like. Doesn't he go for the jaw?
King Kong always goes for the jaw. He goes to hold open the jaw. I see Arnie doing the same thing. And then, like, the dinosaur. And then Arnie's just there.
Because in that King Kong scene, I'm thinking of the Peter Jackson film, right?
Yep.
It bites the dinosaur's tongue off as well after it opens the jaw. It's like a real power move.
Oh, that is a power move.
Can you imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger then?
Yeah.
Clawing open the jaws of a Tyrannosaurus.
Yep.
And then biting the tongue off.
And then just...
good protein.
And just like, don't bite your tongue. Because it's got to hit him with a line. It's got to hit him with a line.
What's the problem? Jacked souvenir stand man got your tongue?
It's a little wordy, but I reckon it's good.
It's wordy.
It's wordy, but it works. It's good. I like that. It's. I think there's something in that. All right, so that's potentially a role for you. Any roles that you could see invented for Arnie?
I definitely have a role. Yeah. Food plays a huge part in Jurassic Park. And I know that I know that sounds random, but when it you does. Start to think about it, there's the jelly scene.
That's right. We love that.
Where the girl has the shaking jelly.
Yep.
There's the ice cream scene where...
John Hammond's eating of the ice cream.
Yeah. It's like he's just super depressed that his park hasn't... It's like he's been broken up with a girl, except it's his park is just failing.
And also his grandkids are like presumed dead.
Yeah.
He's just eating ice cream.
And it's weird, right? Yeah. And then there's the scene as well where he insists that they come and try... the Chilean sea bass.
Oh, that's right. Right after the Velociraptor weird speech. Yep.
Yeah, and tears apart the cow.
Yep, that's true.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, Arnie, he is head chef of the Jurassic Park restaurant.
I like that. I like that because when it all goes down, he's the man to see in that environment.
Totally. He's probably got a name, you know, like Jackson or something.
Yeah. Not Greg? You don't want to use Greg again?
I don't want to use Greg again. I feel like Greg's been done. Chef Jackson. Chef Jackson.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Culinary expert, specializes
yep.
in Chilean sea bass.
Of course.
Hello, welcome to my kitchen.
I could see that. And then John Hammond just constantly irritating him with the most absurd orders. Jackson, Chef Jackson, how are we going with the Chilean sea bass?
Oh, Mr. Hammond, it's me, Chef Jackson. Because they're communicating via walkie-talkie. Oh,
of course.
Yeah, not face-to-face.
Yeah, I'm going to need an Uber from you, Chef Jackson.
John, it's me, Chef Jackson. Just dealing with the Chilean sea bass at the moment. We're having some problems. We've had a shipment of spices that have not arrived by helicopter because of the impending hurricane.
I'm now imagining just like, enough from you, Chef Jackson. Bring up ice cream before it melts. Don't you know my grandchildren could be dead?
Oh, your grandchildren are going to be dead? Oh, don't worry. I've got something for you. It's pistachio crunch.
And then, of course, when it all goes down and you've got that classic scene where they're in the kitchen, all the kids freaking out, Velociraptors are chasing him, you throw in Arnie as Chef Jackson.
Well, because he's welcoming the kids in. Yeah. Children, Hardy, get in the kitchen.
Get out of the fryer. And then the Velociraptors are there and it's his domain.
Where's your hand at?
It's almost like Home Alone versus Predator. And it's just Arnie living his best life in his kitchen with Velociraptors.
If you're going to enter my kitchen, I'm going to put you to work.
Yeah. Hey, let's see how this bang pans out. That'd be great. That's a good role for him. And I don't think that's too much of a stretch.
I don't think it is.
You shoot a couple of extra scenes, you're laughing.
Because chefs also, I think when I reflect on celebrity chefs, Gordon Ramsay, aggressive, macho.
That's true.
Kind of ripped. Right.
It's weird when chefs are ripped because back in the day, it used to be you don't trust a skinny chef.
Yeah.
But now we only trust skinny chefs.
Yep. And then you think about that TV series, the FX show, The Bear.
Yep.
Starring Jeremy Allen White.
Who I always think looks like the other dude that I've forgotten.
He's also ripped.
Yeah, okay.
And so it would make sense that you would have Chef Jackson, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
In the tight kind of fitting chef's outfit, muscles bulging.
Absolutely.
Got probably a tea towel hanging over his shoulder.
Little chef hat. Thank you. That's my visual.
Hello, welcome to Jurassic Restaurant. How can I help you?
I just want to see Arnie plating something delicately. Mainly the Chilean sea bass. As he puts it down. Don't touch it yet.
It's still hot.
Put the fork down.
It's not finished until we garnish.
Well, that's good. That's good. That sounds to me like we've already created some great roles for him. So this is, we're already onto a winner. Let's look at the existing cast. We'll start with Robert Muldoon.
Oh, yes.
So he is the guy that is basically in charge of the dinosaurs, right? He's kind of like, it looks like a weird kind of hunter dude.
He is. He was, he's the game warden.
Yes.
From Kenya.
From Kenya.
So I think they're kind of, he's not obviously Kenyan. He's English Kenyan. I think there's
his accent changes many a time, I feel like.
Some colonial issues there, but I think, that we don't need to go into.
But he's a very cool character.
Oh, absolutely. He's tough. He's an animal expert. Kind of like he shines in chaos, I reckon.
Yeah. Was he the one, when you were thinking originally, where you add Arnie?
First name, always came to mind, Robert Muldoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I can see it. He wears the cool hat. Arnie can wear a cool hat. He's being kind of terrifying. Arnie can be kind of terrifying. He's wise. He's tough.
Iconic lines as well, yep. I think, is a really important thing when it comes to thinking about where we can insert Arnie. Is there moments of catchphrase that will have good recall? And I do think that Robert Muldoon has those moments in the film.
You've got the classic when the velociraptors are after them and that goes quiet and then quiet. We're being hunted.
We're being hunted.
We're being hunted. I like that bit. There's also the spiel he does when he's at the velociraptor cage and he's just kind of like, Dr. Alan Grant's kind of looking at him and there's like, he's just basically scaring the bejesus out of everyone. He's like, raptors are smart, very smart. Believe me, all the problems we have so far are nothing compared to what we would have if the raptors ever got out of their holding pen.
They're intelligent. The intelligence is they're lethal after 8 months.
Yes.
8 months it takes to be lethal.
It makes sense. And then obviously, I think the most iconic line that Robert Muldoon has is clever girl.
Clever girl.
And you can totally see Arnie, rifle in hand, amongst the jungle, being sprung on by a raptor. Set the trap, and he's turned to the camera. Because I feel like in this situation, you probably turn to the camera, right?
Absolutely.
You go, oh, clever girl.
Clever girl.
And then it launches on him and you get the,
yeah, that'd be pretty good. I like the line as well. They show extreme intelligence, even problem-solving intelligence, especially the big one. We bred 8 originally, but when she came in, she took over the pride and killed the 2 others. That one, when she looks at you, you could tell she's working things out. That's why we have to feed them like this. She had them all attacking the fences when the feeders came. That's right, but they never attacked the same place twice. They were testing the fences for weaknesses systematically. They remember. That's good.
That's good. I like to imagine there's a scene prior to that.
Yes.
Where if we're really going down a ridiculous route.
Please.
And we're talking about the intelligence of the raptors.
Yep.
And Arnie's gone into the raptor enclosure.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's gone, all right, gather around, class. It's time that we talk arithmetic.
Almost like Chris Pratt, like in the Jurassic World, where he's like stopping them.
You've shown that you have good intelligence capabilities.
Yeah.
I want to test this. Today, we're doing fractions.
Don't forget, I'm the alpha. So that seems like a pretty good role for me. That's not even, doesn't even feel like that big a deal to honestly replace the original actor for that one and swap in Robert Muldoon.
It's worth mentioning just before you go and move on as well.
Yep.
Robert Muldoon is the first face on screen.
That's true.
Shoot her!
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Imagine Arnie with that line button.
Shoot her!
I like to think that Arnie wouldn't get the struggling worker in such a pathetic grip to pull him out of a raptor's cage.
Well, what would happen is the raptor pushes the cage and then the guy falls in. That would never happen. He'd push the cage and Arnie would just be like, you go nowhere. What are you doing? What are you, a girly dinosaur?
No girly dinosaurs around here.
Yeah, get out.
Give me the man. Class is over.
Or just pick up the guy with no issue. Like, get over here. Yeah. What are you doing? We talked about this.
This is no cage match.
So that's good. Let's go to Ian Malcolm. That's a hell of a role.
Sexy Ian Malcolm.
Jeff Goldblum plays the original, of course. Sex on a stick.
He really is. He dominates the screen, I find.
Yep.
Witty, flamboyant in a way.
Yeah. Leather.
A lot of leather. And not a lot of buttons done up on the shirt.
Absolutely not. No need for that. He's the only man that when he gets injured in the movie, he looks hotter. As he lays across in a weird, sexy position.
A great, almost muscular pose, which you could see Arnie doing.
Absolutely. I think I have seen Arnie do it. I'm pretty sure when he was governor, he'd do that pose every now and then. Just snuck
Hello, it's me, Arnie, governor of California. As I conduct a speech, as you can see, I'm lying here posing.
Yes.
Posing my new laws on you.
I can see it. I can see him playing that role, all that chaos theory. Classic quotes attached to the role as well.
Very much so. I think one of my favorite quotes, which would go unnoticed a lot of the time, from Ian Malcolm, is the one where he talks about the "we didn't think they should or could or whatever like that." And so in an Arnie scenario, it would be your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
That's good. Sixth Day style Arnie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's some real deep Arnie right there. I like that. I like the idea of with Arnie being in trouble with the T-Rex, got to go faster. Like that's an easy line. You put that on a T-shirt, baby. That sells.
Oh, you really would. Also, I think we've already mentioned the toilet scene.
Yes.
With the lawyer.
One of my favorites.
It's classic.
Now that I'm allowed to see it as an adult. Absolutely.
So your mum's not there anymore?
No. She found out I watched it. She'd be furious. I reckon she'd be furious to this day. She'd be like, you didn't watch the toilet scene, did you? Actually, mum, I thought I'm an old man now. I can watch it. And she went, no.
Mum, I own a house.
I own a house, mum. I'm married.
I got a car. Know?
I got a car.
She's I like, vote. Yeah.
Well, I didn't vote for this, Alan. It's my life. I can watch the toilet scene if I want to. You better not watch that Batman scene where he puts him in fire. No! But yes, that scene, going back to that.
Yeah, and he runs across past the car as the T-Rex is breaking through the fence.
Yes, yes. Oh, the lawyer.
Yeah. The lawyer. Yeah. And he goes straight to the toilet, shuts the door. Camera cuts to Ian Malcolm and Alan Grant in the car.
Yep.
And he says, whoa, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Arnie could do that.
And Arnie could do that better.
What about the laugh? Now, I don't know if Arnie could do it, the laugh as good as Jeff Goldblum. Because even Jeff Goldblum doesn't know what he's doing. Remember right at the start of the movie where they're like on the helicopter and they're coming in. And then for some reason, I don't know why, but he just goes, oh, yeah.
He asked the team in the chopper. He's like, oh, so what are you? You guys are scientists or paleontologists or something? And they're like, yeah, we are. And he goes,
then again, he could do it.
He could do it.
He could.
He
do
really
it.
Could.
Not a lot of room on that helicopter if he's on there, but with Arnie, you know what I mean? He's a big guy.
There's definitely a weight limit that's probably being breached.
They'd have to be a bit more mindful of that. Maybe John Hammond, you get the next one or something. I don't know. It's like, sorry, the noise is it's making the alarm. I'm sorry, you got to get off. It's like, I'll take the next one.
Oh, what have we split? I'll go with Dr. Ellie Sattler. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know, are you two together or are you together?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't do anything. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, I promise.
What are you going to do with him? He's a girly man. Look at me. I'll show you my chaos theory. I like that.
I tell you, life will find a way, and I will find a way to date you.
I was wondering where that was going.
Arnie will find a way.
Always finds a way. I could see that. I don't think I could see him playing any of the female roles, despite the fact he is, like you said, he can play some diverse roles, as Junior proved. But I think maybe the main role. Now, this is controversial because we're basically about to say get rid of a man that we almost have adopted as Australian.
Yeah, we have.
Well, now, we do this podcast out of Perth in Western Australia. We are Australian. I was born in New Zealand and now I am Australian. Very similar to Sam Neill's story.
We've repatriated you.
We have. And this is the movie that kind of puts Sam Neill on the map.
It does. It does. And he is commanding as the role of Dr. Alan Grant.
They brought him back. Like, he did the third one. He did the whatever Jurassic World series they are.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He did.
He's been in three.
However, Arnie would be great in the role. I'm going to say it.
And you know what? I would agree. I think there would be a lot of people who would get outraged at what I'm about to say.
Here we go.
Jurassic Park. Great movie.
Yep.
Box office hit.
Yep.
Spielberg. As a director, great attachment.
Absolutely.
But there is no box office acting draw at the top of a poster.
You are spot on. Like, you think about it, Jeff Goldblum was a kind of bit of a name. Samuel Jackson's in there, but he wasn't as big as he is now.
No.
And also, the role he has is so minor.
Very minor.
I mean, Newman's in it.
Wayne Knight. No, Dodson! We got Dodson here! Dodson!
Nobody cares. I don't think they're drawing. You're right. The draw was the dinosaurs.
Yep.
Schwarzenegger could draw.
If you have Jurassic Park as a logo and then you have the name Schwarzenegger at the top.
Yep. I think I had Spielberg at the top. So you say swap out the director.
I'm saying get rid of Spielberg. Even though I love him as a director, I think absolutely. Schwarzenegger is the bigger draw.
I agree.
And so when you think about it as well, Alan Grant is the main character, the protagonist of the film.
Mm-hmm.
it would make sense that we would parachute Arnie straight into there.
Yep.
And sadly, we would send back Sam Neill to oblivion.
I do worry who's going to sell us lamb if Sam Neill isn't doing those ads anymore, but maybe that's another role for Arnie to pick up. I could see it. I mean, same outfit, same blue denim shirt, cool hat, little
red
weird
scarf?
Red handkerchief scarf, yeah. Kind of thing. He'll be bulging in it.
Aviators?
Of course. I think he already wears those all the time anyway. He'd bring his own. These are my ones. Nobody loses them.
I brought these from home.
There is the wristband, so I'm thinking, let's start right at the start about Dr. Alan Grant, now portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got that annoying kid.
Oh, yeah. The one where they've just unearthed the raptor
skeleton. Like, pretty big moment on a dig where you've just, like, I mean, very fake, but you've just unearthed, with a little brush, for the record, a whole intact skeleton of a velociraptor.
Yeah.
And some arrogant kid. Where does the kid belong, by the way?
I'm wondering who's bringing a kid on a dig.
Just this random douchebag kid comes out of nowhere and goes, looks like a giant turkey.
It's a giant turkey. Can you imagine the conversation between the person who's running the dig site? Probably Alan Grant.
Yep, easily. Yep.
And the parent.
Get your kid out of here.
Hey, Alan, do you mind if I bring my kid on the dig? I can't get a sitter for the weekend.
No, this is a workplace. Take it seriously.
I know it's a workplace.
We're
but
about to conveniently dig up a whole dinosaur in one little paintbrush.
Look, you know I'm divorced, and so I can't give it to my wife for the weekend. She's been a real biatch.
No! Give me my claw. You'll see this claw. I'm going to claw up your child.
Okay, I get it. You found a claw. All right.
All right, the kid can come, but he better not be making fun of my work.
I can't promise that.
What do you mean?
He's a cheeky kid.
What do you mean?
I've got some really big discipline issues at home.
Well, I don't mind kids. At least tell me the kid is cute.
Oh, he's not really that cute as well. He got a lot of his looks from his mother.
Oh, no. He better not have too many freckles. There's a lot of sun.
He's got a lot of freckles.
Oh, no.
And he wears his hat in a really annoying way.
Oh, no. That's my least favorite thing about children. And then you put that all in the background, and it perfectly sets up the next scene where the kid's like, a giant turkey. And then he comes out of the claw and hits him with that classic Alan Grant scene.
Yeah, it's an iconic scene. And he basically goes on a massive spiel about how this is the most dangerous predator that ever existed. And it'll use its 6-inch claw.
Yep.
It'll cut you straight across your gut. Your gut spill out. Problem with these velociraptors is they'll start eating you while you're still alive. They eat you. Show some respect.
And it's at that moment the dad's like, we've got to go. This is not the right job for us. All right. So that's good. Then you move further into the moment they enter Jurassic Park. Now, Arnie is Sam Neill's character of Alan Grant.
Mm.
There is a problem, a slight risk. The first moment they see the dinosaurs, they're on the Jeep. They're standing up. He looks over while... randomly, she's distracted by a leaf.
Well, because the leaf is from the prehistoric period. And she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is pre-Cretaceous. I would have thought that these were extinct by now.
And then he's just like, oh my God. And then he leans down, his hand comes down, he grabs her neck. Now, there's the risk with Arnie in this role. He could break her neck as he tries to twist it for her to see. He's got to be careful. Arnie is fine, but I'm just saying we just got to acknowledge the risk. Like, if I was doing a risk assessment on this shoot, that would totally get it. It'd be like sunburn, mosquito bites, Arnie breaking someone's neck while he tries to get them to visually see a dinosaur.
You'd have Steven Spielberg off camera before they're even rolling. He's doing tips with the teams like, hey, Arnie, I just want to talk to you about this scene.
Yeah.
That's my Steven Spielberg.
That's a good Steven Spielberg.
We just want to make sure that we're getting everything right. You are going to be working with Dr. Ellie.
Yeah, she's lovely. I'm very fortunate to have her as a scene partner.
You are. She's great.
Yep.
Now, what you want to do is you've just seen a dinosaur. You're going to then put your hand out.
Yep.
You're going to place it on her
head. Yes.
And you're going to twist.
Okay.
Now, what we don't want is an over-twist.
No.
We know that you can snap necks.
I'm sorry, Stephen, just to interrupt. Hi, I'm the stunt person for Ellie. Do you want me in for this one?
Or
not? Because I feel like do you need? I'm here if you need.
I mean, we could.
Sorry, Arnie, to bother you. No, it's fine. This is why you do your job. I do my job. If there's a stunt person needed for this, you can use a stunt person.
Look, I don't mean to interrupt. I am the director. So may I make the call, Arnie?
Absolutely. I'm just here if you need, bud. Do need,
So we don't need a stunt person for this scene.
Okay, because it's just her neck does look pretty weak.
How strong's your neck?
It's stronger than hers.
You know what? We're going to go ahead and use you. Okay. Now that I think about
you
it.
Could, or I could be the arm for Arnold Schwarzenegger if you need. You're going to be my arm. Good luck. Try lifting this up, Gilliman.
Okay, everybody. Right, let's take five.
All right.
I'm going to call lunch. We're going to work this out in the 10. We'll get back to you. I'll talk to my second assistant director, and we'll make this all work out.
And 10 days later, they're shooting. That is a real risk with Arnie doing that role.
I think it is. And he has a lot of experience snapping necks.
Yes. Snapping necks, commando style.
Cashing checks. I knew it was coming.
So you put that aside. He's wearing the crap out of a denim shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good in the rain. He's good with kids. Jingle All the Way proved that.
It very much proved that. And that's the big thing in a lot of these Arnie movies that he's proven. He's great with kids.
Yep.
Jurassic Park has a significant amount of children in it. You've got Lex Murphy and you've got Tim Murphy, two of the most annoying kids in cinematic history.
Yeah, well, Eddie is that annoying kid at the start. He's definitely
okay.
Up there.
We got three from three. That's a bad track
it's
record.
It's really bad, actually, considering that Steven Spielberg directed The Goonies, who were all the best kids, right?
They were.
Yeah. What are you doing, Steven? It must be all the rejects. He's like, let's find the most annoying kids. I don't hate Tim too much.
No, I think Tim's fine. Lex has got a bit of an annoying complex about her.
It's because she's vegetarian, isn't it?
And she makes a note of saying, oh, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's even the fact that she can just hack a computer and change the entire
But she doesn't know
system.
That system, to be fair.
Yeah, but she's like...
They do set up with one line when he's just like, oh, she's in her room, always on her computer. Like, I'm a hacker. Remember that detail, everyone.
That's foreboding.
That's when Arnie looks back at the camera and goes, remember that one. It's going to come up later.
She's a hacker.
She's a hacker. It's like, that's right. Yeah, she's going to be smarter than Newman. Whose whole career is dedicated to this.
But you know what? They also set that up at the fact that with Alan Grant at the start as well, where he says, oh, I hate computers.
That's right. And he hits it.
I hate them. She likes them. It makes sense that we team up in the future.
Yeah. Actually, while we've got the stunt person, you're going to have to hit the computer, stunt person.
I don't touch computers.
Absolutely smashes it. But yeah, the whole kid thing, those kids, they're annoying, but Arnie could deal with them, I feel like.
Yeah, and the character of Alan Grant, it's like this progression from being, I hate kids, with all avoiding sitting next to Tim in the car of the tour at the start of the film.
That's right.
To then being at the point where they're sitting in his arms, they're hanging out in a tree, they're feeding a brachiosaurus together.
I love that you're like hanging out in a tree like it's fun. Like, then well, they're escaping a dinosaur.
You're right.
Just hanging out.
Children, come up here. You should see the view.
And then the dinosaur sneezes on them. Arnie would sneeze back.
You call that a sneeze? Come on. A chew.
Punches the dinosaur. I could see that. So I think that's a pretty good lock as him as Alan Grant. I hate to say it for Sam Neill.
I think it is. And there would have to be a really difficult conversation between between Spielberg and Sam Neill.
Yep.
Him probably being like, hi, Sam. It's me, Steven.
Yep. You call me Mr. Spielberg.
But that's Mr. Spielberg to you. I just have some bad news. I know we had you locked in for Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was going to be in three of them or something, right? Wasn't that the plan?
Yeah, well,
kind of.
It was going to be two.
kind of.
The plans are changing now.
Okay, so one and two I was going to be in. No.
Well, plans have changed again.
Okay.
It turns out that Arnold Schwarzenegger has made himself available for the film.
Wait, Stevie, mate, is this about the accent?
I mean, we worked on the accent, but it just you're not a bigger draw. But it's okay, because I've got a great secondary character for you. His name is Chef Jackson. And you're a specialist in Chalet and sea bass.
I want Arnie playing both. The chef has a moustache.
Steven, you promised me both roles.
Steven, come on.
Come on.
You know that one's my passion.
One's a passion project, one's a leading man.
Do one for them, one for you. Yeah, all right. That lock it in. That's pretty much how we're doing. I think it's safe to say that when we do throw the question out there every podcast, can we add Arnie? When it comes to Jurassic Park, the cinematic masterpiece, we can add Arnie.
We can 100% add Arnie, and the film would be better.
It would be. It actually would be.
It actually would. I think from a box office perspective, we would get more money.
And it did make a lot of money, to be fair.
It did make a lot of money, but I think it would have made it more with Schwarzenegger at the top of the poster.
I'm not arguing with that.
He fits the role perfectly.
He does.
And then finally from a catchphrase, because that's a major tenet of every Arnie film, catchphrases.
T-Rex doesn't want to be fed. He wants to hunt. I think it works.
I think it works as well.
I think let's lock it up. There it is. Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jurassic Park. Can we add Arnie?
Yes, we can.
Nine! Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Can We Add Arnie? Let people know if you enjoyed it, and if you didn't, keep it to yourself.
Please.
Don't tell anyone, for the love of God. Tell your friends, and if you actually didn't enjoy it, tell your enemies.
You can also find us on social media as well. Mm-hmm. We're across all the different mediums.
Yes, that's right.
Facebook at yep. Can We Add Arnie? Instagram, Can We Add Arnie?
Reddit,
TikTok, and Reddit, Can We Add Arnie?
Same. Wow, that's really good.
We got really original with the way that we branded this.
Yep. Sometimes with a question mark and sometimes without. There's the real mystery. But Can We Add Arnie? We're going to keep doing these. Have you got any movies that you want us to do? Let us know. And if you also have any guests that you think we should get on the podcast as well, please let us know. In the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group, guess what the name of that's called?
Oh, probably Can We Add Arnie.
He's good. He's good.